ברך, if you look there, ברך חטאו את האגוז והרימון, and every that, you mention every kind of a tree. Bless this tree, and bless this tree, bless this tree, and give us good water season. The season of the water, where is that? Here in Chutz La'aretz, summer will come water. But in Eretz Yisrael, all our prayers are directed according to the climate in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the time of the rain, this is the time. Why do they call the month Heshvan, Mar Heshvan, right after Tishrei? Why do they call it Mar Heshvan?
It's no holidays,
no days
off
from
school.
That's a talk of people, not that. Mar is drop of water, called Mar. Hen goyim ke mar meddeli, he said in the prayer. All the nations of the world are like a drop of water that comes from the bucket, a drop in the bucket. And they say, Kemar Medeli. Mar is a drop of water, it's called Mar. Not Mar Vera, that you thought. That's why Mar Heshvan, because the Heshvan starts coming at the beginning of the rain.
But it rains very much this time in the United States also.
Not in the United States. In the United States, you see showered cats and dogs. In summer, I don't see it many times in Heshvan.
September.
I didn't see much. I know it comes before. Now, anyhow, here the audio there is. Now, this is the time, the climate of outside. This is the time that begins the rain. And we pray according to them that we give thanks to Hashem. Of course, there's another thing that they say. If you look at the etrog looks like the heart. You look at the lulav, or there is like a spine. You look at the hadas, the leaves of the hadas looks like the eye. Look at the arava, the leaves look like the lips. I'm telling you, hey, listen, these are the most important parts to be careful with. Watch your eyes, watch your lips. Watch your heart, the heart desires, and finish. You know who follows him? The hands and the legs. The legs run right away. They want to do. Take everything what the heart desires. He has good brokers, the heart, for him. Those, the hands and the legs, they do everything what he wants. Now this is Ayin Ru'ah, Lev Chomed, ושאר האיברים גומרים. The rest are finishing the work. That's why it said, ולא תטו אחרי לבבכם, אחרי עיניכם. These are the two, תרס הסורי דעבירה. The Gemara said, these are the two agents of עבירות. That they make you make עבירות. This is that, that's why they take this. But let's see what they do. We put them together. We tie three of them. I told you last week. Why they tie three? They don't tie four. Because you look at the pasuk, ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון, פרי עצרה, כפות אמרים, וענף עצבות, וערבי נח. Here there is a question in this pasuk. Take the etrog, פרי עצרה. Take the כפות אמרים, the lulav. And take the hadas, וענף עצבות. And take ערבי נח. There is end only in the last two.
Two. So that's the first one.
But first and second there isn't. The question is, according to the grammar, no matter in any language, Hebrew or English, or you say end from the second on all of them, or you don't say in any of them, only in the last. Reuven, Shimon, Levi,
Yehuda.
Yisachar, Zebulun, or Binyamin. Or you say Abraham, Yitzhak, Ve'Yaakov. Or you say Abraham, Yitzhak, Ve'Yaakov. But you don't say the four people, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. You say Reuven, Shimon, Ve'Levi, Yehuda. You don't do that. Do you understand? Or you say in all the three, Ve', or you say only in the last one. Here, Perei Esadah, Kapot Emarim, Va'anaf Esavot Va'avina. What? To show you that this is two sentences. Pahalechem Ve'emoshem, Perei Esadah. And then come, new sentence. Kapot emarim va'anav esavot. Why they did that? To tell you kapot and anav emarim va'avinah should be together. And that's rova. But why? The Torah told us take four in order to join all the four kinds of people. What the person said, I tell you to join them. Go join. Follow the rabbi. Follow the etrog. but don't put him together with you. I said, a dog is a dog. He's a scholar, he has good deeds. Listen, respect him, give him by himself. Hey, don't put him in your category. He said, that is it. There are many times you see people, they talk about unity, well, these people that they think themselves they should, tzaddikim, be by themselves, they should be together with the people. Yes, together in order to bring the others to the scholar. Not take the scholar with them. The scholar is scholar. Listen, it's true. The scholar wants to come to bring the people back down. But respect him. He said, he is more important. That's why you don't tie that dog together with him. This is what the idea is. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is a very important holiday that in some communities they say Nishmat Kol Hai Lakim Tov. We don't. Because Maran said, we don't say like Haram Moed. The prayers do not change. Well, Maran said, they add Mizmorim. But the Kabbalah came and said, no. We don't add anything. We pray like the rest of Haram Moed. The only thing what we add is the Sirihot, the prayers, the Hakafot, that we are Makifim, because Beit HaMikdash were Makifim Sheva Pe'amim, the Mizbeach, we are Makifim, the Teva Sheva Pe'amim. We make a lot of prayers. Again and again, because the importance of the day, there are some people used to go to look if they would have good year or not, to my side. Used to shiver sometimes. They tell them a person goes outside at night and he looks at his shadow. If his shadow, there is double shadow, you know, the shadow and shadow of the shadow. It means he's assured that he will complete the year. If he'll see one shadow, means you know, then the book said, don't try it, please stay. It's better not to. Shomer p'tayim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you, amen. One shadow, don't pay attention to it. That means, for some people, the book said, they used to go and look. And they worry about it all year.
Don't they say that about the wine also?
Huh?
Don't they say about the wine?
The wine and looking.
The free reflection.
Maybe the light wasn't exactly in such a way that you will see your reflection, because it depends on the light, how it is and how clear is the wine. So sometimes you can see because of something else.
So they say if you look and you don't see, a person doesn't see the reflection.
When you're supposed to see, but sometimes it's not that, something else. That's why you don't see. Anyhow, this is what we say, it's a mitzvah to look at his reflection, but doesn't mean if he doesn't see it. As I said before, sometimes the light is not exactly will be shedding that you would be able to see, and sometimes depending on the color of the wine, too dark or too less dark, and you know, that's why you won't see. Anyhow, this is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. We come to Shemini Atzeret. We have 2 days of Shemini Atzeret. In Eretz Yisrael, one day, the same day Shemini Atzeret is Simchat Torah. In Chutz that we have 2 days Shemini Atzeret. The second day of Shemini Atzeret is Simchat Torah. Because the Simchat Torah, why do we make Simchat Torah? That we finish to read the Torah. Like anything that you make Siyum. Finish Gemara Maseret, you finish the Torah, Chol Shekin, that's a big joy should be. We finish the Torah. When do we finish it? On the second day. In Eretz Yisrael, they finish it. On the first day, because there isn't only one day Shemini Atzeret. And because we here read Shemini Atzeret, a different one. What do we read? Kol HaBechor. If Shabbat, Aser Te'aser, we start. That is a special paragraph that speaks about the holiday. But on the second day, we read already Pesach HaBeracha, all of it, we finish it. Ereshit, Shemini Atzeret Yelachem, three Sefarim. It's very, very rarely we have three Sefarim. Only on Simchat Torah. Only Rosh Chodesh Tevet if comes on Shabbat, and also Parashat Shekalim if comes on Shabbat, Parashat HaChodesh if comes on Shabbat, then there is, that's the only time that we have three Sefarim. Others, there isn't. No day in the year there is three Sefarim. Three Sefarim that we have, we finish the whole Torah, we make a big celebration. That is the Simchat Torah. Now Shemini Atzeret, first day, this is the day that we pray for the rain. We start to say Mashiv, Ruach Morid, Geshem. Why? on Pesach, we start the same way that on the first day. Here, we start the same Hashem Ramon and Hashem on the last day. Shemini Atzeret, why? Because people used to come on the holiday to Beit HaMikdash. They don't want the rain during the holiday. Therefore, in Pesach, they said, please stop the rain now. The Moed Atar for the people to celebrate. In Sukkot, so don't start the rain now until Shemini Atzeret, when the people will be...
The second day, Atzeret HaTorah?
No, she said you're the first.
First day.
Why? Because Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael, they left people that were on holiday, Beit HaMikdash, they left on shift. Right after Shemini Atzeret. Shemini Atzeret, they pray for the rain, they go. The following night, they go. That is why even here in Hussars we pray for Mashiva Shemini Atzeret. We start Mashiva Ruach and Musaf. We say the prayer of Mashiva Ruach, a special prayer, Kel Hayiftach Hatzorot Shamayim. B'gishmei Ratzon Tevarech Adama, we start before Musaf, and Musaf, everybody yells, Mashiva Ruach, you can see. Shiva Ruach Moed HaGeshem. From then on, we start Mashiva Ruach. This is the 2 days of Shemini Atzeret. Now, when we come to Shemini Atzeret, the Haftarah is, Vayi Ahare Mot Moshe Avid Hashem. And Gemara said different Haftarah. But the custom is to read the Haftarah of after the death of Moshe, and the leadership that passed from Moshe to Yehoshua. Of course, the leadership of Yehoshua wasn't as great as Moshe, but God said, you must understand, the leader Yehoshua should be considered to you just like Moshe. And God said to the Jewish people, you must listen to Yehoshua the way you listen to Moshe. Even though when they compared Moshe and Yehoshua, they say, "Pene Moshe kifne Hamma, pene Yehoshua kifne Levana." Moshe's face was shining as the sun, and Yehoshua was as the moon. You know, there is a big difference between the sun and the moon. And the moon is a reflection of the sun, which means Yehoshua was the reflection of Moshe. Reflection, in a way, is the same. Why? Because when you put something to reflect, it reflects exactly the original. But the fact is, even though the Levana is a reflection of Moshe, of the sun, it's not the same. It doesn't give us the same light. The same thing with Yehoshua. But still on the own, Yehoshua had to be respected just as much as they respected Moshe. That was an order of Hashem to Israel. And if we don't have Yehoshua as great as Moshe, not because of Yehoshua, because of the people weren't as great. That's why the leader is according to the generation. If the generation is better, God give them the chance to have a great leader. If the people are not as good, then the leader is not as great as the previous leader. Because all depends on people. The people, they produce the leadership. Because the leader comes from the midst of the people. If the people, like the Gemara said, ראוי היה הלל שתשרה עליו שכינה כמשה. הלל deserved that הקדוש ברוך הוא will appear to him the way he appeared to Moshe. אלא שלא היה הדור ראוי לכך. His generation didn't deserve to have a leader as Moshe. And Hashem did not appear to him. But הלל had the quality of Moshe. Can you imagine? They told you that he has the quality and God does not make him as great because the generation doesn't deserve it. Because in every generation there is sometimes someone that can reach a very, very high level. But God does not give him that high level because the people don't deserve to have a man of that caliber. And this is what, when we come to Simchat Torah, we enjoy it. As the one rabbi said, it's beautiful to enjoy the Simchat Torah, not to enjoy only from outside, to enjoy the inside of the Torah. What there is in, come on, Kerry. You have to enjoy the inside of the Torah, the mitzvot of the Torah, to see what they are. And a person must make a resolution to himself. I'm going to examine every day one mitzvah in the Torah. I'm going to try to find out what is the mitzvah. What are all the things, the branches of the mitzvah? There's 613 mitzvot. 248 mitzvot asin. 365 mitzvot adasin. There is 365 days in the year. Let me take one mitzvot adasin a day. There will no other mitzvot at the end of the year. If he makes one mitzvot asin, in less than 2 years he'll finish all of them. He'll be the Gaon. Gaon of Gaonim. The only thing you should know, the mitzvah, exactly what it is. This is the importance. And one of the things they used to read on Shana Rabba and Shavuot.
All mitzvot.
Indiana mitzvot.
Shavuot, they read mitzvot.
The mitzvot. All the mitzvot. Aseh and not aseh. They read in Azarot, but beside Azarot, in the reading, after midnight, there is mitzvot.
Each one.
Yeah. One mitzvah, and two words. Priya, Priya, and so on. They go, Gita Nashe. Everything, one after another. Yeah. But of course, many people, they sit and they read them. They read them like reading Tehillim. Asher Shema Betecha. But we have to know them, what they are. People read the mitzvah, they don't know what they are. I happened to be in some place in Africa. There was somebody, a rabbi from Europe, came there. His son became a very, very big scholar and a doctor, a surgeon. Was one of the biggest surgeons in the world. And all members of governments used to come to be operated by him. And we gathered together. The son came to visit his father, wasn't feeling too well. And he asked me to come to visit his father with him. And we went. Then he said, Dad, is that true that there is a being? That we are not allowed to stop the animal from being able to produce productivity more. That means they do some defect in the organ, and they will not be able to bring children. And that's the rabbi from Europe. I didn't remember anything. He said, no, there isn't. I said, oh yes, there is. I said, son, there isn't. ומעוך וחתות ונתוק וחרות לא תעשו אלא להשם ורציכם לא תעשו יצוותן ומעוך וחתות פרשת אמור ממש ויקרא you should not do such a thing first of all if there is an animal that has this defect in the organ don't bring it as a korban and also you should not do it I said But it's a chenon, not only in Beit HaMikdash don't bring it, but you shouldn't do it even in your farm. He said, no, what do you mean? But it's a chenon, not also. I saw him stubborn. I told him, hey, but there is a simple pasuk. In my heart, I was joking. But I wanted to see maybe what was it. I told him, lo yebecha akar va'akara ubevemtecha. He said, huh? That's the right pasuk. Why didn't you say that first? This is Beracha, that is Elohi B'chaka. But he said, you should say that. Not that what you told me for. Really, that is the real one. And what's the difference? As long as he admits it.
They're not allowed to do the testing?
Huh?
They're not allowed to do testing on animals for...
What has to do with testing, I'm saying? As long
well,
as
no, when they do testing on animals, sometimes they...
In case you do this... Well, if you do it for the purpose of
research.
Advancing something for human beings, it's different.
I mean, not that I would do
but
it.
But if the idea to do it, not to no, bring no. more, that's different. No. This is what is they say. All this I brought to tell you that there are things, mitzvot, nobody knows. No. What does it mean, the mitzvah? You read the sentence and you don't know what does it mean. I'm saying because if you don't learn to know them, you will never think of what is the meaning of the mitzvah. Of course, they talk about Kriya Vrivya. I was annoyed from one young man once. He became a scholar. He wants to show himself that he's a scholar. He came to the youth. He sat down. He started calling him a rabbi. As far from being a rabbi, he doesn't know how to read a book yet. But he came and said, I want to tell you something. He stood up before the youth, and I'm sitting there, I'm listening. I want to tell you something, you know, the trouble with you young people today. What's wrong? You know, 5-6 mitzvot. But in the Torah there is 630 mitzvot. You don't know anything. I'll start telling you the mitzvot. I'll start this week, Parashat Bereshit. So the mitzvah of this week is Priya V'Rivya. Every person is supposed to get married, have children. This is the mitzvah to Rivya. Man is obligated, woman is not obligated. Chalasna. He went and sat down. I want you to know this mitzvah. Shema Yisrael. I heard it. That week, there was a big trouble between a young couple. Young man calls me up. He said, Rabbi, the man is talking to me. Is that true that only man is obligated to do this mitzvah, not the woman? I said, don't pay attention to this. That's when whoever tells you that. After I finish saying, don't pay attention, I hear another voice of a woman, young lady. Really, Rabbi, we heard it Saturday. I said, he's wrong. Hey, I said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. A couple didn't have children. A few years. They wanted to go to the doctor, made an appointment. All of a sudden, they said, why should I go? Well, I said, I don't have to. The man started an argument. And when I said that, don't pay attention to that. I said, okay, let's go. Maybe shalom. Shema Yisrael, can you imagine? If I didn't tell him that right on the phone, you know what is a mahalokit would be with, in that family? Between the husband and wife, and then he wants her to go, she doesn't want to go. And they have to know what to talk, what not to talk, what to say, what not to say. A person comes, he wants to be a rabbi. I said, but what do you say? Ki rabbim halalim hipila ba'atsumim kol arogeha. Shlomo HaMelech said, the Torah killed many people. Ba'atsumim kol arogeha. He said, Bnosh Ta'olam, the Torah killed many people, huh? He said, yes. He said, ki rabbim halalim hipila, ze talmid shelo higia lehora'a umore. A person who doesn't reach the quality, he's not qualified to guide and teach people the laws, and he does. Shema Yisrael, Rabbim Halanim Pila. Many people went fall down. For Abatsumim Kolaroge, as she gia lora, Abe no more. If a person does reach the level to give the Ora, and he doesn't, because then those who don't deserve it will take its place. Is also bad. That's what the Gemara said. But can you imagine, there is so many today, there is one came here from Israel. He's an Admor. He became as the greatest man. Everybody runs to him for a blessing, for that. And I was sitting, I heard, people came to Kizan. They asked him a law. He answered the law wrong. Shema Yisrael, what can you say? What can you say to people? He wouldn't tell him, I don't know the law. He didn't know what the law is. But he answered wrong. Can you imagine what it means? That's why I look. And people come to me and say, this man's very great. It's so rabbi. What can you tell them? Halul Hashem, you tell them that. But not to tell them, you don't know what to do. Only me yotzri, only me yotzri. And this is the fact. That a person, this also, they should follow what the rabbi said at the beginning, from the beginning, before going to give admiration of him. He could be a shamayim, could be a hasid, but not to be a rabbi to give the halachot to the people. And unfortunately, we are witnessing this kind of condition in our days. There is time now in Eretz Yisrael. There was a man that used to come here, and then he was in Israel, and he was arrested in Israel at the end of deceiving the people. He was a very holy man already in the eyes of the people. we made miracles, they said, and everything. And this is what goes on. All of a sudden, we have all kinds of great people that they tell the atido, they tell the future, they tell everything. And we do not follow with this. First of all, of us must be a world-learned in Torah, a great scholar in Torah. Then comes, during the time of Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz and Ya'abetz, Yaakov ben Tzvi, that were great Geonim. There was a mahloket atzuma between these two rabbis. What happened? Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz, who wrote book Ya'arot Devash, Musar, all of him, he wrote book Kereti Ufleti, he wrote so many books, beautiful books. He was a great rabbi and tzaddik. All of a sudden came Shmua to the rabbi, the other rabbi, Rabbi Gaon Yaakov ben Tzvi, that this rabbi is writing Kami'im, and he said, I want you to show me one of his Kami'ah. They bought Kami'ah, they put something on a parchment, or something with Shemot, names, only names.
Protection?
Protection, yeah, they put it. So I want to, they brought him one that he did not write, another person, that are here. He looked at it, he didn't like it. He didn't like it, he went against that rabbi all the way. He said it belongs to the Shabbatai Tzevi movement, like Afikoros. He went against him very badly, all the way. And the rabbi, Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz, had to run away for his life from the city that he was living in, Prague, Czechoslovakia, the capital city of Jerusalem. He ran away from there. And he was the greatest tzaddik in the world. All because of Lashon Hara, that was Kamiya. He never wrote Kamiya. He told them, I never wrote a Kamiya. I wrote. What I wrote, people came to me, they got blessing. I wrote, Bona Shalom Alam, Yiratzom Lefanecha, Shterapea Adam Azir. He wrote plain, never wrote no Shemot, nothing. And they made the big noise. And to show you this, the greatest tzaddikim, because not a rabbi taught you all these names and that, and said, we went against him.
What do we do when, you know, many times the people in the community hear about the rabbis or whatever you want to call them that read mezuzot and or read, look at us, I mean.
I don't go into names.
No,
I don't want to be involved in them. Must always, first of all, examine, not you, you cannot examine. Whenever you do, you go to some rabbis that you know, what's your opinion, what should I do, should I follow this or not? No. There is no end. You know what's written in the Torah? Ki yakum bekirbecha nabi, o holem halom, venatan elecha otu mofet. ובא האות המופת אשר ברלך נבו. It will come. All the signs he gives you. He tells you something, it will be tomorrow like this and what will happen. If anything that he would do would be not in the way of the Torah, don't follow him. כי מנסה השם אלוהיכם אתכם. If God made it happen, to test you. לדעת הישכם אוהבים את השם אלוהיך. Can you imagine the Torah said? Navi comes. And the Navi tells you the future. And tells you, I'm Navi Emet. And here is the miracle that I will do. And the miracle comes. And tells you, don't listen to it. Can you imagine?
What do you listen to?
You listen to people who are scholar of Torah. That known that they were always good. Yerei Shamayim and scholar. I'm not saying there is a scholar who is not Yerei Shamayim. Forget about it. There is Yerei Shamayim who is not scholar. Forget about it. You follow scholars who are Yerei Shamayim. That they have these two qualities. That were learned and they are known Yerei Shamayim. Has v'shalom. They didn't do anything wrong in their life. These are the people you follow. This is the way of the Torah. That is what I mean. They always, when they spoke in the Gemara, they spoke about the Midah HaChamim. They didn't speak about Amei Arzekam. Since we spoke about it, let me conclude with this. There is a pasuk. Kol HaMa'amid, there is a sentence in the Gemara. Kol HaMa'amid Dayan She'eno Hagun. She כאילו דיין שאינו הגון. I'll explain. כל המעמיד דיין שאינו הגון, כאילו הקים אשרה אצל המזבח, נטע אשרה אצל המזבח. Any person who would appoint a leader to be a judge and who doesn't deserve to be a judge, that means not qualified, just like planting Avodah Zarah near Beit HaMikdash. This was the most holy place, court, place of judgment. Then you put a judge who is not qualified to be a judge, then you're at fault. The leaders that appoint such a man, they're at fault. Just, and one of the biggest averot. That's what the Gemara said. Came Rambam and changed it. He said, "Kol ha'ma'amid dayan shenu agun, ki'ilu hekim matzeva, sheneemar ve'lo takim lecha matzeva." Just like putting a monument. This is what I asked the question. Why did Rambam change the Gemara? Said, must be he found some place that's written also this. Why? What's the difference? Why didn't he use the language that the Gemara well known? Came one rabbi, very great rabbi, that was, he said this. He said, there's two kinds of Dayan she'eno hagun, who doesn't deserve to be a Dayan. He's not qualified. Why? One is a scholar, but he doesn't do anything good. He has no good deeds. One is doing a lot of good deeds, but he is not a scholar. What's the difference? The scholar who doesn't do good deeds, like Avodah Zarah. Yeah, because absolutely he has no good deeds, Avodah Zarah. It's absolutely out of order. But the one who does good deeds, but is not a scholar, like a piece of stone, monument. That's the Torah puts two psukim right after Shofetim v'Shoterim titen lecha. Tzedek, 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 then lo tita'a lecha asherah kol ha'etz etzem ezbah ha'shem lecha ve'lo ta'kim lecha matzeva. There's two psukim. One is compared to asherah and one to matzeva. Arambam knew that in his time they used to take people amei ha'aretz that they were acting like hasidim and tzedikim and telling future and everything. He said, "Ve'lo takim lecha matzeva." That's why he put that pasuk. According to the generation you live, that's what you put. And this is what, Be'ezrat Hashem, those that they want really to believe in Hashem, Tzillat Mehamnuta, Sukkot, and to have also the Torah, which is Simchat Torah now, but this is to have both of them, the Torah and the Sukkah, together. With this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us to have everything perfect. בעזרת השם, אין בזכות מצוות סוכר כראו את השנה רבה סמכת תורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מקע סגן נסים ונפלאות, מול רדים אס, the way he redeemed us, at the time he took us out of מצרים, כי מצאתנו ממצרים יראינו נפלאות, אמן. וחיים לעכשיו אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות סייל, כך אוכל בלם תורתו שנאמר, חלונה חפש מעשכו יגדיל תורה ויעדיר.